Hey, everybody. Is it time to vacate the chair? I want to hear from you directly, freedom@charliekirk.com. If there is ever a time where this has been earned or deserved, it is now. Subscribe to our podcast and become a member, members.charliekirk.com. That is members.charliekirk.com. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. There is some rapidly breaking news on the Hill right now, where it looks like Speaker Mike Johnson might be vacated. This was all so avoidable. Speaker Johnson punted and surrendered when it came to spending. We were very clear, hey, Speaker Johnson should have shut down the government back in October, November, should have shut it down over December, should have shut it down in January, should have shut it down in February. He didn't do any of that. Instead, the Democrats got everything they wanted. Joe Biden, Chuck Schumer, they got everything they wanted from Mike Johnson. We said, okay, maybe some border security. We got nothing. We received nothing on border security. And we said, well, you know, maybe Israel or Ukraine can be separated and maybe we can draw the line on Ukraine. Now, that one still is TBD. But last week was the opportunity. Despite all the losses, despite all of the letdowns, there was a moment in time where Mike Johnson was not able to hide behind saying I had the slimmest majority ever. There was a little gap where he himself, he could not blame anybody else except himself as to how this particular issue proceeded or died. You see, on most of these topics, Mike Johnson would understandably say slimmest majority in American history. We don't have the votes. We don't have the votes. We don't have the votes. But last week, this was debated. The U.S. Constitution. The United States Constitution, in a rare sequence of events, was up for a vote. We did a whole program on it. The Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA, giving the federal government unchecked powers to spy on you, your text messages, your emails, your phone calls. It has been abused 278,000 times in a single calendar year that we know of. The abuse is widespread. Nobody goes to jail. Nobody gets fired. Nobody loses their pension. Instead, they ascend higher and higher throughout the federal Leviathan. Rarely do you get an opportunity where things are simultaneously happening. You have the votes to make permanent change. You could defend the U.S. Constitution. It is high stakes of the people against the regime. And you are not able to hide behind excuses. Friday was one of those days. It came to a vote for an amendment to the FISA bill. And this particular amendment could have made the bill passable for many of us that had concerns. It could have made it tolerable. Where it would have been, it's just so simple, not difficult, not complicated, doesn't require a skiff, it doesn't require a private meeting, it doesn't require a lecture, it doesn't, none of that. It's so unbelievably simple that the Federal Bureau of Investigation must get a warrant before they spy on American citizens. That's it. By the way, some people say that's a very reasonable request. It's not a matter of requesting. The fact that the government doesn't follow the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution, we're done requesting. So they go down to this amendment that Congressman Andy Biggs from Arizona proposed. Speaker of the Houses rarely vote. They rarely vote. They'll vote on consequential bills, or most importantly, they'll vote on tiebreakers. Speaker Johnson made a decision to vote on this bill. It was tied 212 to 212, and Speaker Johnson was the effective tiebreaker. Speaker Johnson himself went down and said, "I think the founding fathers were wrong." And let me be very honest with you. I've been cutting him a lot of slack. I've been cheering him on. I've been encouraging him. And I have been saying, we understand you have a slim majority. We think you want to do the right thing. We think you're fighting for the right stuff. It is hard for me to continue to say that. It's hard for me to continue to believe that Mike Johnson actually wants what's best for the people of this country after that vote. Of course, he surrendered on the border. He surrendered on spending. He surrendered on everything possible. I thought maybe there might be a glimmer where he would stand up against the Uniparty and say, get a warrant. Get a warrant. We are going to follow the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution. You don't have to come up with this concept ex nihilo on your own. It's right here in the alleged, supposed law of the land. And Mike Johnson, the way he justifies it is that if you require the FBI to get warrants on American citizens, innocent Americans will die. He has been played by the intel agencies. And the answer should be really how? How will innocent Americans die if you have to get a warrant? By the way, do we even know the current abuses by the FBI when it comes to the FISA application warrant process? This has been bubbling up all weekend, and Mike Johnson, who has no concern for the U.S. Constitution, no concern for your privacy, no concern for the Fourth Amendment, is now facing a motion to vacate vote. Now, I want to unpack this from every possible angle, but let me first say, on its surface, hard for me to disagree with the sentiment. I understand it's a one- or two-seat majority. You might get Speaker Jeffries, but at what point are you going to draw a line in the sand? You just allow Mike Johnson to just come and vote against the U.S. Constitution? And again, it's not like it was some sort of opaque thing or it was part of a spending bill. This is a rare D.C. moment where it was a clear up or down vote. Because usually they'll do sort of omnibuses and there's some good and some bad. This is so simple. An amendment for passage. And you better believe the FBI or whoever his handlers are called them up and said, oh, you have to vote on this. You have to vote on this. And we've tried to tell his team on FISA, try to tell him, and we told them he would be vacated if he did this. And they say, it's just tough. No, it's not. You guys just don't have the courage. And it's kind of saddens me because we were really tough on Johnson back in the fall. And then we laid off a little bit. And it turns out we were right. And it saddens me because I thought that there was a fighter there. I thought there was someone that loved liberty. And you know what the most disappointing thing is? He used to be great on FISA. That's the part that's disappointing. In fact, can you guys find some old Mike Johnson tape? Mike Johnson used to be a huge critic of FISA back when he was on the Oversight Committee. But as Speaker, he's a cheerleader for you to get spied on. He loves the FBI now. Thomas Massey is leading the charge, saying Speaker Johnson must resign. Play cut 39.
He wanted to resign.
Yes. Yeah, I asked him to resign. He said he would not. And then I said, well, you're the one who's going to put us into this. Because the motion is going to get called. Okay? Does anybody doubt that? The motion will get called. And then he's going to lose more votes than Kevin McCarthy. And I have told him this in private, like weeks ago.
Thomas Massey is saying there that the motion to vacate will be called and he'll lose more votes than McCarthy. It doesn't seem as if he cares about the consequences, but maybe he'll go get hired by some FBI contractor because he did the bidding of the intel agencies against the American people. He did the work of the James Comey, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page. He carried their water. And if he wouldn't have voted, we could have delivered a historic win saying you must get a warrant. It's simply all on him. He did this. And he might be vacated. We'll talk about some of the downsides of that because you might get Speaker Jeffries. You just have to be ready for that. But is it worth the risk? It might be. Because if we're not going to fight for the Constitution, what good are we? We're chumps. Next election. I think the Constitution matters more. I think it's the only thing that unites this country. It's the only thing that ties us together. Or at least it used to be. Hey there, investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank, not so great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, invest with Noble Gold Investments. Their precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you. No hassle, no call centers. Colin Plume runs Noble Gold Investments. We've had him on the show before. He's awesome. I love hanging out with him. He's terrific. I can vouch for his integrity and for his knowledge about gold and silver. In fact, I have my silver right next to me right here. I buy all of my gold from Noble Gold Investments. I have vetted them top to bottom. In fact, I know a billionaire that just made a very big purchase of gold from Noble Gold Investments. So visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to claim your gold coin. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter ounce gold standard coin at each qualifying IRA investment. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com, NobleGoldInvestments.com.
So Speaker Johnson was incredibly wrong. He broke the tie. He voted with the Democrats. Here we have the leader of the Republicans in the House votes with the Democrats against a warrant requirement. We also have Speaker Johnson voting for the spending package, once again, with a majority of the Democrats. As I see it now, I'm not sure there's a difference between Mike Johnson being in charge and the Democrats being in charge. The debt, the deficit this year will be $1.5 to $2 trillion, and that's Mike Johnson's bill. He put it forward. He supported it with a minority of Republicans, with a majority of Democrats. This is not using the power of the purse. This is abdicating the power of the purse.
And then Johnson comes down and says, no warrant. He might lose his speakership over this. Should we? Support that. Well, there are a couple special elections that are happening in the next couple weeks that will expand our majority because you got McCarthy's special election and a couple others. But I totally sympathize with the passion here. Just remember how long McCarthy's fall went. It was prolonged. And it made us look really bad. Do we have another speaker ready? And who's ready to step up and make it happen? Speaker Johnson is defiant in the face of new calls for him to vacate the speakership. He says, I'm not resigning. In my view, an absurd notion that someone would bring a vacate motion when we're here simply trying to do our jobs. No, 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 Speaker Johnson. You're doing the FBI's job for them. Can we go send Speaker Johnson one of those FBI jackets? That's what he should wear around the Capitol. One of those windbreakers. That's what they call them. Can we get one of those on screen? There's got to be an AI image that somebody can make of Speaker Johnson wearing a windbreaker. Play cut 34.
What is your response to Republicans who say this move should cost you your job and that if you don't resign, they will try to oust you?
I am not resigning, and it is, in my view, an absurd notion that someone would bring a vacate motion when we are simply here trying to do our jobs. It is not helpful to the cause. It is not helpful to the country. It does not help the House Republicans advance our agenda, which is in the best interest of the American people here, a secure border, sound governance. And it's not helpful to the unity that we have in the body.
Well, you don't have unity, first of all, in the body. Second of all, the border's not secure. Third of all, you're not doing your job, man. I say this as somebody who was a cheerleader for you the last 60 days in the sense of really hoping that there was going to be some line in the sand. But when you get betrayed on four things and you have zero wins and you're 0 for 4, what is the defense here? You're not just doing your job. You're doing the regime's job. You are doing the bidding of the worst people in Washington, D.C. And I cherish this document, the U.S. Constitution. I study it. I believe that it should be our North Star to unite our differences. Mike Johnson used to cherish this thing. He was a lawyer for years, a lawyer with ADF. So I know he believes in this. So you just have to wonder who captured him. CNN breaking news reporting saying that Democrats might help protect Mike Johnson stay speaker. Makes you wonder maybe that we should vacate. Play cut 43.
And of course, just one member, that's all it takes to actually call for a vote seeking the speaker's ouster here. The question is, will Marjorie Taylor Greene does go this route, will there be enough support to drive him from the speakership? A number of Democrats are indicating that they will vote to save Mike Johnson, especially if he moves ahead on a Ukraine aid package that is similar to the plan that did pass the Senate. So some of the details are still yet to be hashed out here.
This is very simple. What happened? Mike Johnson probably had these deeply held beliefs, and he fell for the intel agency song and dance. They bring you down to a skiff. They make you afraid. Oh my goodness. Terrorism. 9/11. I don't want to share any private communications I've had with the speaker, but I will tell you the essence of this. The essence is I asked a pointed question. I said, you really think innocent Americans will die if the FBI has to get a warrant for Americans? And he answered bluntly, yes. I refuse to believe that. I refuse to believe that. And they basically took him hostage down in a skiff. And they say, do you want to be responsible for the next 9/11? And by the way, even if that is technically true, that Americans might die because of Fourth Amendment privileges, let's play this out. Well, innocent Americans might die because of Second Amendment rights. Should we get rid of all the guns, Mr. Speaker? People might die because of free speech. Should we get rid of our free speech rights? Liberty comes with a price. And what you do not have liberty if you don't have privacy. Mike Johnson used to believe in this. What happened? What if I told you that most of the notable diaper brands support abortion, even footing the bill for their employees to travel to have an abortion? It's one thing to reject your customers. It's another thing to support their termination. If you're a parent sickened by woke corporations supporting the destruction of American values and our most precious blessing, our children, then Meet Every Life, America's pro-life diaper brand. Finally, a baby brand that aligns with your values and is unapologetically pro-life. Every Life believes that no matter where someone is from, what they look like, planned or unplanned, every baby is a miracle worth protecting and defending. Every Life offers high-performing premium diapers and wipes created with your little ones in mind. Their diapers are made without fragrances, dyes, lotions, latex, parabens, or phthalates. It's a wonderful company. I can speak for it personally. It's amazing. Go to everylife.com for diapers and wipe bundles delivered right to your doorstep and feel good knowing every purchase changes lives through their support of pro-life organizations and pregnancy resource centers. Every Life is changing diapers, changing lives. Learn more today at everylife.com. That is everylife.com. Use promo code Charlie for 10% off your order today. Couple more thoughts on Mike Johnson, and I want to get to this poll that I think is going to determine the entire 2024 election. One poll that is the most striking, which is he's captured. Mike Johnson is captured. I don't say that lightly. We are willing to cut him slack on the spending stuff. We are willing to cut slack on all these other issues. I am not sure if motion to vacate is the right move, but I get it if you vote for it. I'm not going to pound my, you know, say I disagree because he deserves it. He deserves it. Now, what one deserves and what we should do are two things that we have to try to balance. You see, we need to figure out what does success look like? What does the war we are fighting, what does victory look like? As Sun Tzu says in The Art of War, victorious warriors win first and then go to war, while defeated warriors go to war first and then seek to win. So we need to win the war first. We need to have a plan. But he has earned, for better or for worse, a vacate vote. There is no other proper, just response. This cannot go unresponded to. So what is the plan? What is the replacement? And if the House Republican Caucus or Conference can come together and say, hey, we're going to motion to vacate. Now, here, understand this. If Democrats are going to save Speaker Johnson from a vacate vote, all it will take is 20 or 30 moderates and he'll remain speaker, which tells you and demonstrates to you that the Democrats want him. Speaker Johnson is doing the bidding of many Democrats. And our emails are lighting up right now, freedom@charliekirk.com. Vacate, vacate, vacate. I see that. If we do it, let's do it right. If we do it, let's make sure we have a replacement. But I feel more passionately, I'll be very honest with you, about this one than the one with Matt Gaetz and McCarthy. Because the other one, you know, there always could have been, there could have been excuses. There could have been all sorts of different stuff. Now, this one was different. Because in D.C., speakers tend to hide. In D.C., speakers tend to cower. In D.C., speakers tend to retreat. Speaker Johnson leaned in and he was the deciding vote. He was the conclusive vote. And when I see Mike Johnson is captured, I don't necessarily mean that he's blackmailed. I have no evidence of that. He just might be ideologically captured. He might have been bullied and terrified, but captured is captured. And I remember I spoke to a member of Congress very early on. And they said, Charlie, I got a warning sign for you. And I'm constantly talking to these guys. And they said, Mike Johnson just went to the White House and he was bragging about how he got to go into the Situation Room. I said, ooh, we got a big problem here. We got a big problem. Understand that the trappings of government, the trappings of power, you can get swept up in that. Ooh, you're in the Situation Room. A bunch of generals sitting around. You got the big live shots of all the different troop deployments. If you are not truly anchored, if you are not ready to defend what is right, true, and beautiful, you'll get swept up in that. But I want to be consistent. Look, there's nothing easier to smash things and to just break them. So he's earned a vacate vote. You got to make sure you have a replacement before you go through the circus, period. Not hope. What is the plan? I'm going to say this to MTG. You better not trigger that vote until you have an actual replacement. And if that means we got to wait till after the election, then so be it. And if MTG can call in, great. Let's get around here. But I can't defend the indefensible. I cannot defend the indefensible. When you go down as Speaker of the House and you go like you're Commodus or Joaquin Phoenix in Gladiator, he's the Roman Emperor. No warrants. No warrants. No warrants. You've earned a vacate vote. I hate to say it. Do it right. Don't do it. The McCarthy thing was a circus that made us look like we can't govern. We can't figure it out. So once you have a replacement, do it in one vote, not a whole carousel. And if you don't have the votes, then resist the temptation. But we have to be morally clear. You earned a vacate. You cannot, as a Speaker of the House, as a Republican, vote to give the FBI unchecked authority without a warrant after everything we have seen over the last 6 years. I want to make sure we're tactically and strategically approaching this correctly. So he's earned a vacate vote. He has. Just do it right. Measure twice and vacate once. Measure twice and vacate once. Oh, we have the live shot of Speaker Johnson here casting the deciding vote. Play cut 45. That was better than I thought it was going to be. Very similar to John McCain on the healthcare thing. All right, I want to talk about one of these polls. Email us freedom@charliekirk.com. Very important. I want to get to this. So, interactive polls, 2024. Among respondents who voted in the 2018, 2020, 2022 election, America has become less religious in recent years. The new religion of America is politics. Do you know less than 5% of the American population will go to church on a weekly basis? 5%. What percent of Americans engage in political matters? Far more than 5%. Democrats look at politics as a combination of like sports and religion. It gives them meaning. It gives them entertainment. Republicans are now the low propensity party, where Democrats are now the high propensity party. Now, part of this, I'll be honest, and I need Blake to explain this. I'm going to have him come on the show on Friday during the AMA. Doesn't make a lot of sense to me because some of our over-the-top media outperforms theirs. So I'm not quite sure how to make sense of that. And it doesn't mean that this is not correct. It's just our podcasts do better. A lot of our social media channels do better. So I'm not exactly sure where these high propensity people get their media, except for the fact they get it from CBS, New York Times, NBC, ABC, MSNBC. So I suppose that's the answer to that. They have more media, but there's something to unpack there that I don't quite understand. Blake can explain it to me. But politics gives Democrats structure. If just people, according to this poll, if just people who voted in 2018, 2020, and 2022 voted, Joe Biden is up 11 points. Do we have this to show on screen? If just individuals who voted in those three election cycles, Joe Biden does excellent. Voters who only voted once since 2018, Trump is up by 12 points. Voters who have not voted at all in 2018, 2020, or 2022, Trump is up 18 points. Now, this is both very positive news and very chilling news. This goes to show if we do not dramatically and rapidly start registering voters and getting new voters into the fold, Joe Biden is going to win another term. That the more engaged of a voter that you are, the more supportive of Biden you are. And this makes sense. Donald Trump is speaking to the disaffected, the people that are cynical about American politics, people that are not as rich, people that work with their hands, people that might be on the outliers of society. Among people who voted in 2018, 2020, 2022, Joe Biden is up 11 points. For voters who only voted once since 2018, Trump is up by 12 points. And people who have not voted at all in the last three elections, Trump is up 18 points. And that ties directly into the first election since 1980, where higher turnout very well might benefit Republicans. And I'm going to go through every single election since 1980 and go through the turnout numbers. And when turnout goes up, it almost, as if it's clockwork, benefits Democrats.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
So in 1980, 52% of voters turned out. That was Ronald Reagan's victory. Reagan is the exception, to be honest with you. In 1984, 53.3% of voters turned out. In 1988, when George Herbert Walker Bush won, turnout went down to 50%, benefiting Republicans. In 1992, when William Blythe Clinton became president in 1992, turnout went up to 55%. In 1996, turnout went down, benefiting Bill Clinton. 49%. In year 2000, it hung right around that number at 50% when George W. Bush beat Al Gore. Turnout went up to 55% when George W. Bush won in 2004, 55.7%. From that point forward, we entered a new era of politics. In 2008, turnout spiked up to 57%. Now, it actually didn't spike as much as you would think during the Obama craze. It only went up by 2 points between 2004 and 2008. In 2012, turnout went down to 53.8%. In 2016, turnout then went up a little bit with Trump to 54%, but the kicker is this. In 2020, turnout was the highest since the 1960 election and the highest since Ronald Reagan at 62%. Now, why? It's because we had mail-in ballots everywhere, COVID rules, Zuckerboxes, Zuckerbucks, all that stuff. What polling suggests is that previously, low propensity disengaged voters would be tilt Democrat, tilt Obama, tilt that kind of coalition. Now, low propensity voters, I want you to think about young people, Gen Z, the plumbers, the welders, the electricians, the police officers, people that do not show up to every single election, they very well might decide the 2024 election. It's a turnout game. And here's the good news. Donald Trump is a one-man turnout machine. In states like Arizona, it's going to be a question of, can we chase down the necessary ballots? Can we find the low propensity voters? In years past, when turnout would dip, Democrats would not do as well. Obama won primarily by keeping turnout above 52%, right near 53.8%. Trump was able to win even with slightly higher turnout, but turnout in 2016 when Trump won in 2016 was still lower than Obama's victory in 2008. In 2020, though, Joe Biden's win, as I put in air quotes, was at 62% turnout. If we have similar turnout near 58, 59%, that should be advantage Trump. The low propensity voters are the folks that need to be convinced that their vote is not going to get stolen. They need to be convinced that it's worth it. Our entire messaging campaign needs to be finding the people on the fringes and the edges and getting them to vote. There were 20 million more votes cast in the 2020 election than any other election in history, which is just bananas. Donald Trump is winning with people that didn't even vote. You might say, oh, Charlie, everyone voted in 2020. Do you know that 1 out of 3 of eligible adults did not vote in 2020? 1 out of 3. That's pretty amazing. You know that half of people that pull a hunting license do not vote? We need to find these people. That's what we're trying to do at Turning Point Action. Deploy the ballot chasers. Register voters. Bring them into our ranks. If the election is just the people that show up every election cycle, advantage Biden and Democrats. Why? They consume a lot of media. They consume a lot of upper middle class garbage. But if we're able to increase, widen the base to people that vote sparingly, we have a chance. Higher turnout for the first time since Barack Obama might actually be advantage Republicans. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.